Live and on location in Deloraine, Leon Compton on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
And you can tell our next guest is a local because she's got a T-shirt on this morning and I reckon it'll be all of 4 or 5 degrees. Darlene Mansell, Aboriginal activist, has been good enough to come down this morning. Yesterday, she took me out on country that's of enormous significance to her and for generations before her for thousands of years. Darlene, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
Lovely to see you this morning.
Same.
Darlene, one of the things we wanted to talk to you about this morning was a proposal for a new national park, the Cooperunna Nyaara National Park, that would occupy land or that would take over land for Aboriginal people and managed by Aboriginal people not far from here. Can you tell people about the proposal if they haven't heard it before?
Okay, I mean, I've only got a brief amount of time and I'd like to clarify for people that presently there's a land proposal for land return before the state government. Our Premier Gutwin has received the proposal through the Aboriginal Land Council of Tasmania, ALT. The proposal actually relates to a scenario some 24 years ago, I think, Leon, as a local Aboriginal community in Deloraine and outlying areas, we actually participated in the Regional Forest Agreement. I think we were one of the only Aboriginal groups to do that. And it put us in a position where we actually had to come together with a range of different stakeholders in this region. And I think there's a lot of non-Aboriginal people and a lot of Aboriginal people who, from about 23 years ago up to now, have worked really, really hard on this proposal. I think I need to explain it's not an attempt at a land grab. So non-Aboriginal people shouldn't get anxious or worried about this. This is something that's been about for a very, very long time. And I have to give a quick cultural sensitive warning. I need to now mention people who are passed on and deceased, because far before me, there were many Aboriginal people out here that have worked hard for this proposal. And they are people like Annie Athena Riley. They are people like Annie Marge Mansell, my mum, Uncle Tommy Maynard, Olive Mansell. These are people who've passed on now and they were elders some 20 years ago and they supported and wanted this concept of noise.
It's a big truck heading past, heading up at the main street and using a nice low gear. They were people who supported the concept of, Darlene,
of a national park, an Aboriginal national park. And I think, obviously, our state, our country is known for its national parks, but an Aboriginal national park is something that is long needed. We need some Aboriginal authority in terms of management of country, work on country. All this noise.
Yeah, there's lots of tractors. Yeah. It feels like everybody's in the second gear getting up the hill this morning.
I mean, most people will tell you, non-Aboriginal people out here, this land is particularly sacred, spiritual, ancient links to ancient times. And so where I took you, for example, yesterday was not far from a very sacred Aboriginal woman's area, actually, which needs protection, needs Aboriginal management, Aboriginal decision-making, Aboriginal authority. We need these things to happen now in relation to the national park proposal out here. It's not about joint management with parks. It's about allowing us to manage our own country. And this is unallocated Crown land that has just been left aside. Basically, a lot of non-Aboriginal people and people out this region don't even use these areas. So it's a no-brainer. It's something that can really work for this diverse community. And I think it works for the whole state that we actually get on with progressing with Aboriginal land rights, social justice, treaty issues for Aboriginal people. Here's one step the Premier could do quite quickly with his cabinet is return this land to us.
So if you've ever stood at, say, the Mole Creek pub, for example, and looked out across to the Western Tiers from there, people might see the country that you're talking about at the foot of the Western Tiers. For people listening around Tasmania this morning, can you describe this country to us, Darlene?
Oh, gee, I'll be here all day. But, no, truly, it's... You can choose words like magical. It's calming. I think when we went out yesterday, I mean, we ran into a lot of local people intrastate from Tasmania, or white fellas, going out there to have a beautiful walk in country and looking at the Aboriginal story to country. And, you know, some of those people we met, they talked about the mood. The mood of country out here is just simply astounding. And we do have ancient links that we need to protect. We do have ancient cultural spaces, places out here that need this sort of protection. I think, it's overwhelming the bird life, the animal life. We've still got to protect platypuses. We've got to protect a whole range of animals. Animals are a big part of country out this way, so they're important to country and important to us. I just think, you know, it's such an amazing... You get this deep, deep feeling of belonging. I mean, I do. I don't know what you experienced with your trip with me yesterday, but country is really grounding out here. And, I mean, we need to get more Aboriginal people out on country. And this is some way we can do it. We can get this national park, we can put it through, we can be progressive as a state, and then you can have Aboriginal management on country out here.
And you were saying it's an idea that's been 23 years in the making.
Absolutely.
From your perspective, this idea is ready, essentially, to go.
Yes. I think... I would urge and encourage Premier Gutwin, if he is listening, but if he hears about what I have to say, is I would encourage him to really move on this one. I think it really is a no-brainer. We don't need to use politics. We've started a treaty process. Excuse me. And I think this would be something bona fide, something tangible that the Premier could do by the end of the year. He could return the create the national Aboriginal National Park, and then throughout and the community we can move forward with protecting country. We've got rangers. We've got rangers that have been doing amazing caring for country work on land that has been returned since Ray Groom did it. So I'd encourage Premier Gutwin, the Liberal government, move forth with this. Return Cooparoon and Niara, make it an Aboriginal National Park, managed, operated by, decision-making by Aboriginal people directly, and that Parks and Wildlife sit back and listen and learn from us.
Darlene, thank you for coming down and talking with us this morning. It's been lovely to see you. We'll follow up and see what sort of a reception this idea, which has been around, as you say, for a quarter of a century.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
Peter Gutwin, the Premier, is showing some appetite for embracing reform and building relationships with Aboriginal Tasmanians.
Well, I certainly hope this is genuine, because our Premier's embarked on a pathway to a treaty. Now, you know, two eminent, gracious non-Aboriginal people who have legal expertise are working with our mob. Now, we've only got until the end of October before a report gets presented to government. I would like to make sure that, you know, we are not re-traumatised, because part of treaty pathway is truth-telling, and I think that generational trauma... The government now needs to show some tangible, practical outcomes in a treaty and work towards a better outcome for Aboriginal people in Lutjiwutja.
Darlene, lovely to talk to you. Thank you for showing me around yesterday, and thanks for coming down and sharing some more of your story and your ambitions for this area, the Cooparoon and Niara National Park, on Mornings on your local ABC.